All right, y'all. I hope y'all enjoyed that beautiful song. Taking it back a little bit with the Staple Singers. Do y'all remember the Staple Singers? I wasn't born when the Staple Singers were out. Like, out. But I know about them. So, if you know the song, sing along with me. After this, I'll be back with the devotion. And a little bit later, I'll have an interview with Robert Cohen after the announcements. Robert E. Cohen has been here before. He's done an inspirational interview before. And today, he'll also be dropping some more words of encouragement for y'all. Especially if you've been hesitating on, you know, what it is that you need to do. Robert, I believe, will be that inspiration. Check it out a little bit later. So y'all stay tuned for that, okay? All right, up next, the Staple Singers. I'll take you there.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, that was I'll Take You There by the Staple Singers. It is now time for today's daily devotion by Joyce Meyer Ministries. Today's devotion is called Time to Be Bold. It is time to be bold, y'all. Let's see what she says about this today. She says, maybe you're thinking to yourself, Joyce, I'm a timid, shy person. That's just my nature. I don't think I can change. But guess what? You may feel timid and shy, but you can still be bold and courageous. I want you to know that even if you've struggled with anxiety, fear, or low self-esteem for decades, you can't take back the reins of your life and regain your confidence one step at a time. As you start to replace the enemy's lies that says things like, you're not good enough, or no one loves you, with the truth of God's word, which says, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I have all the strength I need, and nothing could ever separate me from God's love. You'll find your confidence increasing a little more every day. The more you ask God to help you choose to believe the truth of His word over the lies of the enemy, it will get easier and easier to be the person He designed you to be, and you'll become bolder and bolder. So the prayer starter for this today is, Father, please help me remember who You say I am and to choose to believe Your word over the enemy's lies. Thank You for reminding me of the truth when I forget and for treasuring me as Your child in Jesus' name. Y'all, this boldness and courageousness, I don't even know if courageousness is a word, but y'all, this boldness that she's talking about, it comes with repetition, consistency of going to God. You know, you may not feel courageous and bold the first time, but don't let that, you know, worry you. God still hears you, but you need to believe in your own boldness. You need to believe that, you know, you can fight through the anxiety, the fear, the low self-esteem that may have been there for decades. But it's time to be bold, like she said. It's time for a change. No one should be timid and shy their whole life. That's not what God would want. As Dr. Fuller said the other day, it's meant for us to, you know, blossom from that caterpillar to a butterfly, not to stay in your cocoon. So, you know, don't be shy. Don't be timid. Push the fear to the side. Again, y'all, Joyce does have a book coming out. It's actually, you can pre-order it. It's called Do It Afraid. And she says that fear is a dead end, but faith always has a future. And you can get it for any amount. I don't believe I mentioned that yesterday. You can get the book for any amount. So you can donate and they will send you a book. It's one book per household, but I can't wait to read it. I do believe it's going to be a great book. So let's do things to help ourselves be better. You know, whether it's a book like that or whether it's listening to a motivational speaker every day, that helps us to be more bold and courageous when we, you know, do the initiative, take the initiative to do the things that we know that we need to be doing. So let that be on your heart this morning. Let that, you know, sink in this morning that it's time to be bold. No matter how it may look, believe that, you know, God will make a way. All right, y'all, it's time for the announcements. I'll be back with today's positive word, quote, and scripture. So y'all stay tuned, and I'll be back with Mr. Cohen. So y'all stay tuned for that as well. All right, y'all, on to the announcements. Don't touch that knob. I'll be back right after this.
The fate of the nation is at stake on November 3rd, 2020. It is your right and duty to vote on or before that day. If you are not registered, registration to vote on November 3rd is available in Georgia until October 5th. Registration and voting are simple procedures, and yet they are two of the most important acts that you can take to preserve our democracy. More information can be found at www.vote.org.
Help promote voting access for all in Chatham County. The League of Women Voters of Coastal Georgia wants to purchase 8 new drop-off ballot boxes. Boxes will be spread across the county to make absentee voting easier for all registered voters. Every donation, no matter how small, will help them reach their goal of $32,000 by September 29th. More information is available, and donations can be made at www.lwvcga.org.
How many times have you heard WRUU's corporate underwriting message? If you remember it, then your potential customers will remember your message as well. We are offering this space to connect corporate and institutional partners with our loyal and active listeners. Underwriting on WRUU is short, so listeners don't tune out. It's exclusive, so your message won't be lost in advertising clutter, and it supports Savannah's only community radio station. For a marketing package to increase your reach beyond traditional media, email underwriting at wruu.org.
Many critical issues are facing the residents of Savannah and all Americans, including the coronavirus, homeschooling, and the upcoming general election. WRUU has 3 programs which address these issues: The Common Good on Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m., The Happy Homeschooler on Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m., and We the People, The Constitution Today, on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. Stay informed about these important issues by tuning into these programs on WRUU.
All right, y'all, welcome back. So today's positive word, I chose cherish. The definition of cherish is to protect and care for someone lovingly, to hold something dear, or to keep a hope or ambition in one's mind. Y'all, you can take that so many different ways this morning. You know, we should protect and care for our people around us. We should protect and care for ourselves. We should protect and care for our dreams. You know, these are things that we should care about. And a lot of times, I guess we don't, it's not that we don't care, but we don't cherish sometimes what we have. We complain about the things that we don't have. And I've done that before. I've been that person that complain all day long and failed to count my blessings. Well, God will show you, you know, how good you may have had things when you start complaining. So let's take out the time to cherish what we have. Today's quote is actually coming from Mr. Robert E. Cohen himself. Whichever path you choose, do your best and persevere to the next level of your life. You know, do your best at all times. Today's scripture is coming from Ephesians 3 and 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So God is able to do more than we can possibly think. Our dream may be so small compared to what he has laid out for us, but we may not know what it is if we don't push for it. So we're going to find out today how Mr. Robert E. Cohen has, you know, persevered through what he has persevered through. All right, y'all. Next up, I have Because of Who You Are by Vicky Yowie, and we'll come back with Robert right after that. So y'all stay tuned, okay? Remember to cherish what you have. And again, today's quote, whichever path you choose, do your best and persevere to the next level of your life. Good things come to those who work hard and who wait. So be patient. Your hard work will not be in vain. So know that.
Because of who you are.
The fate of the nation is at stake on November 3rd, 2020. It is your right and duty to vote on or before that day. If you are not registered, registration to vote on November 3rd is available in Georgia until October 5th. Registration and voting are simple procedures, and yet they are two of the most important acts that you can take to preserve our democracy. More information can be found at www.vote.org.
Welcome back. So I have Robert Cohen here with me today. Mr. Robert E. Cohen has written seven books, y'all. Seven books that he has published. He's such an inspiration. And I'm so happy to have him here with me today. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I know that you've been working on quite a few things. And your latest creation, Jumping Through Life's Hurdles with a Smile. Wow. Can you tell me a little bit about this book?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me explain to you where the title came from.
Okay.
Because, see, people don't realize every obstacle you have in life, you got two choices. You gonna either have to jump over it or sit there and make excuses for why you can't do something. And I chose to jump over every hurdle I could. Some of it I had to have assistance with, but I was able to jump over every hurdle I've been faced with so far.
What would you say is one of the biggest hurdles that you have overcame?
Well, the biggest one would be being born with a developmental disability and having to depend on people to do almost everything for me.
So, with having a developmental disability, how have you been able to, you know, stay motivated and keep going? Because not everybody has that mindset.
And it took a while for me to get there, because I've always had to ride, but I always would wonder how people gonna receive me because I'm in this wheelchair. But it's one of those things you gotta accept it and just keep going.
You're right. In your book, I noticed there are quite a few scriptures. Do you have a favorite scripture?
Got a couple of favorites. Matthew 6:25. Basically what it says is, summing up, do not worry about your clothes, don't worry about the day-to-day stuff, because God knows you need that stuff, and he knows you're going to have that stuff, so he's going to provide it for you no matter what.
That is so true. God will provide every need. Speaking of every need, how did you get everything that you needed to publish seven books?
Well, you know what? I gotta give a lot of credit to the internet. Cause if I wouldn't have found that first company on the internet, I probably wouldn't be as far as I am today. But I mean like, and to anybody who wants to write a book, I'm gonna be honest with you. You gotta have dedication and patience, because that first book, I was about to pull my head out. But Once you do it once, every time of the day, it gets a little bit easier.
I see. So in this book, I noticed you also talked about youth in today's society, as far as education is concerned, is the best thing to, you know, help gain knowledge. Did you, you know, pursue your education?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you get your...
I got a degree in sociology from Savannah State University. The oldest black HBCU in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I also have a minister's license and I'm an ordained minister. And I'm actually taking a 6-week course right now called the Minister's Classroom 101 through Hilliard Faith University.
Really?
Yep.
When did you start this course?
Last week.
Wow. You're always doing something. Man, you know, especially during a time like this, this is a time that we should, you know, keep going. And you have shown that you know how to keep going. You've pursued, you know, mm-hmm. your education. You've written 7 books. And now you're taking a course. What's next?
Right now, I'm getting ready to start working through Amway, but I'm getting ready to have my own website, my own business, and I'm going to start making money like that also.
Well, I can say that God is going to bless you by giving your testimony and telling so much.
But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm proud of me. Cause I'm doing more stuff than the average person that don't have a disability do.
Yes, I was just about to ask you, how does it feel to see your dreams coming to fruitful?
It took a while, and right after Corona, I ain't gonna lie, I had my doubts, cause Corona had me messed up. But now that I'm starting to see everything. Cause I thought it was gonna be 2020, but it looked like it's gonna be 2021. But all in God's time, whatever He say.
God has a way of sometimes saying not right now doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
Yeah,
it's just not time.
Isaiah 40:31, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like with wings like eagles and soar. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to wait till the Lord tell you it's the right time.
You're right. So when did you feel was the right time to start pursuing your dream? Because I want people to understand that sometimes you just have to jump and do it. When did you realize that it was the right time to write your books?
That would have to be about 10 years ago. 10 years ago, back in April of 2010, that's when I started the process. Now, the book didn't get published until, my first book didn't get published until November 30th, 2010. But it takes about 6 months to get everything done.
Okay. Did you know anything about publishing a book?
Not until I did it the first time.
Wow, so you just went for it basically.
Yep. And writing a book is one of the things you can't, and this is one thing I wanna tell the people. you cannot write a book like you're trying to write a book, because you'll never get it done. But if you write a page or two a day, even if it takes you a couple of years, you'll have a book in a couple of years. So don't write it like you're trying to write a book. I don't care if you don't write but a paragraph a day, but don't try to write it like you're writing a book.
So in closing, for anyone that may want to write a book or pursue their dream, what words of encouragement or what step would you tell them to take?
Well, first of all, prayer. That's my number one thing. Prayer, and then getting out there, finding it. Once you pray about it, it used to be about what you know. Now it's more about who you know. So, I mean, the most important thing in life right now, because education is important, don't get me wrong, but a lot of times it's who you know and not what you know. So you got to work your connections.
Right. You're right.
You got to work your connections. Being book smart is a good thing, don't get me wrong. I'm not discrediting that. But, I mean, a lot of it is getting out there, talking to people, telling people who you are so they know who you are.
Man, and that's a part of marketing yourself.
Yep.
And I know that today is your book signing. So, yep. Tell everyone where it will be at.
It will be at 7 o'clock tonight at 2411 DeSoto Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31401. If y'all don't get there right at 7, don't decide not to come, because I got the place till 10 o'clock. So.
Okay, and that's in the Starling District, correct?
Right. Starling Yard. If y'all familiar with where they park the food trucks at, I'm going to be right there where they park the food trucks at.
And with your book signing, I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
Because you are truly an inspiration. Y'all, there have been times when I have been feeling some kind of way, and Robert could tell, and he would say, you know, would you like to pray? And I felt like that was so nice, because, you know, you don't have people that do that these days. So, you know, there are good people out here. So I just want to thank you, Robert, for always being so kind.
It's no problem. And one thing, I'm glad you said that about good people being out there, because there are still a lot of good people out there. It's just that it's so much bad and negativity going on in the world. It's hard to find the good in the world.
That's true. It's so much going on, but I know that good change can come.
Yeah.
I do believe in that.
And I'm going to say this. November 3rd is y'all chance to start making some changes. I'm not telling y'all who to vote for, but I will say that everybody needs to go out and vote, because if you don't exercise your right to vote, you got no reason to complain.
Amen. For real, everybody needs to go vote. You heard him. Let's vote, y'all. Let's not be one-to-one sitting back in the peanut gallery that's got something to say. But
you know what? I feel like it's going to be a whole lot different this year, because I think everybody wants a change.
You're right. So, people want change. They want to see good change, especially after there's been so much to go on this year.
And you, not just this year, the last 4 years. This year was just the icing on the cake.
Right.
But I like the fact that we get a female Democratic nominee for vice president.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be something to see.
Oh my God.
That'll be something to see, seriously. Mm-hmm. But y'all heard him. Come out tonight, 2411 DeSoto Avenue, Starling Yard, for his book signing, 7 to 10 o'clock. And where can they find your book? Can they find your book online or anything like that?
Yeah. Actually, it's on Barnes & Noble's website. It's on Amazon's website. It's also on iUniverse's website. And I didn't know this, but it's on Kindle too.
Oh, that's good to know.
I just found that out yesterday.
Okay, so y'all can find his book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kindle. Well, I want to thank you so much.
Oh, but you know what? We never did tell them the title of the book.
We they did. Got that. I told them.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, y'all, the title of the book is Jumping Through Life's Hurdles with a Smile. He basically says to handle with the card that you're dealt. Handle what you have, you know. So I want to thank Robert for coming on this morning. You know, let's make it happen. Thank you again, Robert, so much. Y'all, it is that time. Again, you can catch him tonight at 2411 DeSoto Avenue. Robert has done so much, y'all, from writing 7 books. His first book was written in 2010. He has earned his degree, y'all, in sociology. And he has a developmental disability. So if he can do it, we can do it. So y'all, let's make it happen. Until tomorrow, that's it for me. I'm Jessica Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today on Zeal Real, where we help ourselves to form more positive thoughts to eliminate negative thinking, mixing some jazz, gospel, and R&B in between. I love y'all so much. Have a fantastic day and a thankful Thursday. Be thankful for what you have. Until tomorrow, have an awesome one. Peace.
Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are